We are on Daf Yud Tesamid Beis. Four lines from the bottom. Ahu kavre v'zorek lo gita l'tevisi l'tevisu l'beini dani. She possessed a chotzer, and the chotzer was full of barrels. And he throws her a get. He says hagitoch. There were a lot of barrels there, and we didn't know exactly where the get fell. We started looking for the get. Rishtakach mezuzah. They found the mezuzah. That's it. That's all they found was a mezuzah. Omar Rav Nachman, mezuzah beini dani leishchiche. One usually between barrels, one does not normally find a mezuzah. So Khan Shayla Ben, so how did a mezuzah get here between the barrels? So Mestame, that's what he threw. He said Hagitach, but he did not really throw a get. He threw a mezuzah. So Mamela slut shot, so she's not a get. That means, because I have a yichoche that the mezuzah zicha wasn't there before, so mistama, that's what he threw. So therefore, she's not to get. V'hani mili dishtakach chodem. That is dafke if they found one mezuzah. They're looking around, they're trying to find the get, they find one mezuzah. And I know klo mezuzah beidani leishchichit. So al kochach, with Taylor, this is what he threw to her. Abu, beis v'gimu. But what if they find three mezuzahs there? Now he threw one paper to her. We find there three mezuzahs. So memele, so how did the other, a fellow will say that he threw her a mezuzah, but what's with the other two mezuzahs? How did they get there? He didn't throw her three mezuzahs. He's midaho havoi. So since the other two mezuzahs, so I have to say they were there before. It's a good kash what mezuzahs are doing beidani, but we alkochach I see that there were mezuzahs beidani midaho havoi, honami havoi. So this third mezuzah, Mustama was also there before. I find three mezuzahs, so I can assume that could be that the third mezuzah was also. There were three mezuzahs, just like there were two. There were three. Begita some meile. I don't have a hechech to say that he threw her a mezuzah. I have another problem. Where's the get? And that's a problem. I can't find the get. V'gita ima achborim shakluah. The get, maybe the achborim took it. Now, I'd like to learn the ran. There's a small ran on this gemara. And we just have to know there's a shreklacha problem over here. We had learned yesterday in Bemison the Ran, the previous Ran, which we won't learn, says over what the Taisvis we learned yesterday. Yesterday we learned our Taisvis that has two Mahalchim. We had a member of Ravdimi that the Eidi Mesire have to read the get. Sarach L'Kloisei. The either speaking about there were only Eidi Mesire, or, she wants to say, speaking about according to Shittas Rabbeinu Tam, that we need Eidim, the Kiyuma, for this Eidach Sima, we need Eidim there. They have to read the get. And Taisha says, it's not a get. If they don't read it, if it's not read, it's not a get. Now Taisha says two mahalachim. The first mahalach is, with the Rabbonon, it's not a get. And therefore Taisha says, the din would be, in the begereshes, but in niseis leiseisei. In the rabbon it's apostle again. So then we could say that really, since he said hagitoch, and since he has an amonis, so that's edis. That's their edis. They have a teiras edis that fakel. They saw the mesiras again. He said hagitoch. He has an amonis. So they're kosher. With the rabbon we want they should not only rely on his Hagitach, the Rabbanu wanted they should read the get. And if they don't read the get, with the Rabbanu, it's apostle get. But, in this case, Laisaiti, that's the first Malach and Taisvitz. The second Malach and Taisvitz is that seems to be not Torah, it's not a get. ובקרת מצד אידם מסירה, מצד אידם לקיומה, יון דצד הפני ישוע להם פשט נטייס ויסן, it's other Malchim, but let's learn like this. And the Beis Meir says in the Ran, also like this, these are the two Malchim in the Ran. And according to the second Mahalach, it's also Tzara Get Minatoyer. Tzara Get Minatoyer. So now we come to a Shreklecha problem over here. Shreklecha problem, that what happened over here? He threw a get. What was with Edom? Did Edom read the get, or they didn't read the get? All of a sudden we're talking about Mezuzah. Did they read the get, or didn't they read the get? If they didn't read the get, so forget about it. We're talking about Mezuzah. According to the second Teretz of Taisvis, it's she's not Megeresh, it's finished, so don't talk about Mezuzah. They did read the get. They did read the get, so he threw her a get. So Baita, we have a problem. So Baita, what's the Shaila? This is a Shreklecha problem on our Gemara. So let us see the Ran. The Ran is on Daf Tesamet Beis B'Dafi Harif. B'Gemara, Ohu Gavre D'Zork Logita L'Devisu B'Beini Dani Ashkach Mezuste Omar Rav Nachman Mezuste B'Dani Loishchich Kloima So B'Zui She'Zork Lo V'Ein Lochush Shemeget Zork Lo But I don't have to cholo that there was a get, and the get got lost. There's achborim. If I see a mezuzah, and I have a moiradik kasha, how does a mezuzah come by Dani? So the teretz is because he drew a mezuzah. V'gite, I'm achborim shaklu. Kloima, the Mairi, speaking about Pesherinu, Shazel, Ezorik, Alexabecha. I mean, there's three mezuzahs, maybe through three mezuzahs. No, we saw Klo, he threw one ksat. Rekimendal Kolchoch, Choda Hava Hosami Kore. There was a mezuzah there already by Dani. Marini Dilmo Havoi, Hava Tanami Havoi Hosam. So Mestama, the other mezuzah is also there. Is that Zoraket? I where's the get? Vaimo Achborim Shaklo. So now, the Ran is Lachayri going according to the second Mahalach of Taisus. He also brought down this Mahalach. It's not a get minatayre if it's like Karu. If it's like Karu, it's not a get. So, Memeli says, Vayuvde Mayri b'da'ayel lebeyode. Oh, so now he's talking. So speaking, we heard this yesterday. Now let's refresh our memories. We heard yesterday, that a person went, and that's the Maskonos HaGemore, that if a person gave over a get to Eden, they read the get, and then he gave it to her, and she threw it away, and then he says it was a shtar pasim, so he's not nemo. So the Gemara says, Pashtaitzach, Eidim read the get. If it's speaking about the Yeftim read the get, Eidim read the get. So tell me, he said, Shtar Pasim, he's not Nemon, please. I mean, Pashtaitzach, he's not Nemon, Eidim, so was a get. So the Gemara says he put it up his sleeve. And it could be he had another get up his sleeve. And so there's something, so Mamela, maybe there's something to think about. Now he said, Shtar Pasim. Everything is possible. So the Barais is telling us Ichlufei Loishchiach. That it's possible, but it's not probable. So I'm not chayish of this whole maisa of Aili Beyodei, and I say she is badai iget. That means even though he's saying Chay v'Kayim etzu Shtar Pasim Shtar Amone, listen. I stick that was a get, and the stomach, this is what you gave. Yeah. So now, let's go to the Ran. V'hai uv demayi, so the Ran says, b'da'ayil abayodim. So the Ran says, it's speaking about ayil abayodim. The first mahalach in the Ran is speaking about that they read it. So what's the whole shaila of the ayil abayodim? And then he put up his sleeve and he threw something else. Now, vi lo yishtakach mezuste, vi lo yishtakach mezuste. If we wouldn't find the mezuzah, if we wouldn't find the mezuzah, have ye lo sofik megoreshes. Should she sofik megoreshes? Why is sofik megoreshes? So lechere means because there's no getting, there's nothing here. Maybe Achborim took it. That means, I don't know what he threw her. There's nothing here. Maybe Achborim. So it'd be Sofik Megoreshes. Vahashta, the Ashtaker Mezuste, Ein Choshesh in Lo. Amayra de Kezach. So that means, even though Echlufi Lo Shriach, but Mezuste Beit Dani is 1,000 times more Lo Shriach. So that means that Stamazoi, I don't clear Lachlufi. I don't clear, I'm not Chayesh for Lachlufi. It's possible, but I don't clear. But if here I see there's a mezuzah by Dani Lo Shriach, so how did this mezuzah get here? So I'm Toila, Al Kolchach, he was Machlif. Samir de Kizach. This is what the Ran wants to say now. It's speaking about Karu, they read the get, and there was Ayila Beyode, and now I found one mezuzah, that's all. So I'm Toila that he threw her a mezuzah and found it. Because this is very Lo Shriach, so I'm a Mela, and I'm telling the Zichwa Zachlufi here. Yeah. Second, we love the mezuzah beidani lo shchiach. Just 1 second, I think. Vayuv the ma'iri again. Vayuv the ma'iri b'da'ayil beyodei. It's speaking about the Ayla Bayodi. We love the Mezuzah Beini Dani Lo Yishchiche. If it would be Shchiyach, Leichashinen, the Chlufi Chalfe. So I wouldn't be Chayash for Chlufi Chalfe. No, I'm sorry. So here he says, that's what she's Vadeh Midoreshes. That means, that he says Vadeh Midoreshes, because you're not Chayash for Chlufi. Aber given the Lo Shriach, ain't a Megarashis Klal. Oh, so that means, so it comes out that are the two Tzadim. The two Tzadim is, since Mezuzah Lo Shriach, so she's Vadai ain't a Megarashis, and then I'm Zichat Toile in Chalufi, and I say that he threw a Mezuzah. But if Mezuzah would be Shriach, she'd be Vadai Megarashis. Now, the Rashba asks Akash on this pshat, the Loshna Gemara Vaistois it's a Sofik. The Loshna Gemara does not seem to say that she's Vadeh Megoreshes. If he found a few mezuzahs, so what's the Loshna of the Gemara? So the Gemara says, Midaha avoy, nami avoy, you go, Eime achborim shaklu. So maybe, the achborim shaklu. The Loshna Gemara would seem it's a Loshna Sofik. If there are a few mezuzahs, then the Gemara would seem it's a Loshon Sofik. And if it's speaking about Karu, L'chayre she should be Vadai Megoreshes. And that's what the Ran says, she should be Vadai Megoreshes. And the Loshna Gemara doesn't seem like that. The Gemara says, Eimer, Eima achbore machlo. Inam. Then the, but the inami. But the loiko you ask ina. It's speaking about loiko you. And then things become a little better. The loy ishtakach mezuste. Viloy mishtakach ishtakach mezuste. Habilo sofik megereshes. If we wouldn't find the mezuzah, loiko you, so I don't know what he threw. Habilo sofik megereshes. Because it was loiko who. We didn't find anything. V'hashta d'ishtakach mezuzta ein choshish in lo. V'hishtakach t'chei yomrinen d'eime achborim shaklua l'gita v'havala sofik megereshes. Kim damala reza gitech. V'kein kosa barambam. So l'chayre, I mean this second memre is l'chayre only if you hold that gereshin is chal. It's very modern that, okay, that the Ran brings down two pshatim over here, and he's not toile that, the way I said before, l'chayri should have been toile these two pshatim, maybe, and before you also had two pshatim, if it's vadi any megereshes, or only midarabon any megereshes. L'chayri, the Ran wasn't toile it, which is a big problem. The Teferes Yaakov Lamaisa says, I saw in Teferes Yaakov, he says, the Rif does not bring down this halacha. He says, because the Rif Paskin, like Rav Dimi, that you need Karu, and with the Eved, if it's not Karu, it's a puzzle again. And this Gemara Kocha has to be speaking about like Karu, because the Gemara calls it Sofer Geirishin, so that's why the Rif didn't bring down this halacha. I mean, so the Teferes Yaakov, that's very gishmak. I mean, I'm sure the Rishon should have said this, but Al Kabonim, but he puts it down black and white. I mean, if you hold Karu as Ma'akev, so in the Pasha, they can't be speaking about Karu, because else it should be Vadi Gerishon. So Kocha, this he's chaylik on Rav Dimi. Weiter. Zutze Gemara weiter. Ahu gavre, dole bei knishte, a person, when in tashu, shokal sefer teure. Yoi vlo le deviso, he takes a sefer teure, he gives it to his wife. V'omolo hogitoch, here's your gift, and gives her a sefer teure. Omer Rav Yosef, lamai leichishlo. What Rav Yosef wanted to pass in the Shiloh? What could be the Shiloh be? He mission may milin. Maybe he had written on the other side of the Sefer Torah. He wrote a get on the other side of the Sefer Torah, but may milin. Maybe now we look, we don't see it, but could be when he gave it over. Could be when he gave it over, it was written but may milin. Ein mei milen agabi mei milen. So, Rav Yosef said, but by a sefer Torah, since it's meubed with mei milen, before we had a shaila, then you could make a ksav of mei milen agabi niyor. That was the gemara before, the member of Shmuel, who was written on niyor. Niyor is not meubed with mei milen, so you can write made with mei milen on niyor. That's called a ksav shel kayon. Even though later it becomes invisible. But al kaponim, that's called a ksav shel kayon. But a sefer Torah is zichem ubed with meimilim. The klap is ubed with meimilim, and ein meimilim agabi meimilim. You know, doesn't have a teirus ksav. As we had before, also shrei mara klofen kemara ksav ein enuker hilkach ein meimilim agabi meimilim. Lehavi ksav some meimile. So we don't have to clara shaila that a get was written on the other side if we don't see anything. E mishum krisis de isbo, oh, it says sefer krisis. Memele, he wants to be mekarish, it says the word sefer krisis. Habinen, because of lo lishmo, but has to be written l'shem ha'isha, b'leke.
So also nothing what to worry about. So the Sefer Torah mitzad atzmoi cannot be a get because it wasn't written lishmo. V'chitayim aleichesh dol ma'agdim v'yov leizuzi l'safcha mikorem. And maybe, let's be chayish, let's not be naive. Let's be chayish. I mean, we're claiming a shayla is she a nation, she's not a nation, she's. I mean, there's a whole bunch of shayles over here. So maybe let's be chayish that he went over to the seif, he gave him money, and he told him, listen, when you come to the parish, Pashas Kiseitze, I want you to write in the course of the seif Kriso, she should think my wife, Rochel Bas Moshe. That's he told him that. Kobeinon. Shmoy, Shmoy, Shemiloi, Vishemiro. You need more things than a get. I feel the word Sefer Krisos was written Lishma, but you need more in the get than that. The lacket. So the Sefer Teiris, Amelus Rav Yisrael is making a cheshbon ha-nefesh. That he wrote a new get on the Sefer Teiris can't be, because I don't see it. And it was by my milan, so And then to use the Sefer Torah as a get, so these are often the Mishnayos. Psukim, you need Lishmo, you need Shmoy v'Shem Hishtoy. So Mamelis has Gonish Megonish. Rav Yosef, Maike Mashmolot. So what is Rav Yosef telling us? Rav Yosef made a cheshbon over here. Now this wasn't Rav Yosef's cup, these are Mishnayos, Psukim, because of Lo Lishmo, Binishmo Yishmo. I mean, these are Mishnayos. So what is Rav Yosef telling us? It's Parshat. She'ein mei milon agabi mei milon. Is that what Rav Yosef is telling us? We don't have a mission on that. We had a Gemara before. The Gemara said, remember Rabbo, on the mei milon, Rabbi Bo said this, the name Emilu Agabi Memilu. So maybe Rabbi Yosef is also telling us this. Rashi says, along this, Veini Nikra, it's not called Aksav, Rabbi Aksav, Shema Aklof, Kema Aksav, Veini Nikra. What's the Chiddush? We never heard this. He's telling us this year, so. Perhaps we could say, maybe a little better, there's a Psarashba over here. He has different problems. But Teich HaDvorim, the Rashba brings down from Toisvis, Mashal brings down from the Rashba, that Lamay Nechish Law, Rabbi Yosef was coming to tell us that even L'chumre als Reach HaGet doesn't even have a Reach HaGet. It means there's a Psul in the Rabbonon that it asks L'kohune. And the Rashba brings down a Meir of the Kazakh. We have to know the Sugi Abaita, but he brings down that there many people hold that even a get that's written Shaloi Lushma, so it's not Kosher Lagarish, but a Balakunel Pasel. So there's a Psul, and he said, but it's even worse than that. It's not even here, it won't even pass a lakuna because it's gonish megonish. Hey, memilim agab, hey, memilim won't pass a lakuna. Ninich ma yishma, so memila, it's, won't even pass a lakuna. My nechish, there's nothing, even, l'reich agef, it's nothing. Agavuch, the gerish shirochim wants to say, well, the gemoya that sound maybe was written lishma. So the mor says, maybe he gave money to the seifa. Why do you have to come, why do you speak about money? Maybe told the Sefer to write it Lishma. So Yerush Rochim says we'll have later that the get has to belong to him. There's a din that has to be Venosan Lo Sefer Krisis, has to give her his get. So the mother wants to say he paid for it. He paid for the Sefer Torah. That's right, so it's his sefer, but the Gemara says it's a new psul of Shmo Yishmo. Let us see Rashi. Mishum Meimilin, Shem HaKosav lo get mi bachutz, Veinenika,
אין מימילים בכל גבילים של ספר תורה שלהם עבודים באפצים, so it's made of מימילים, so it doesn't have a תורה קצת. קריסס דייס בו, שכסובה בו פרשס בקוסם לא ספר קריסס, זה ספר קריסס. לא, לשמוע, יבזוזו לספרה, לכתוב איסה פרשה לשם גר אשר, הבינן שינה שמו ישמו, סנן לקמון דפוסל, if he was משנה דשם. How much of lichta if shmo yishmo? It says if he was mishan Hashem, it's possible. He basically needs the name. Peace like God says, shine. The mom means, we've been in shmo yishmo. Man, the God says, mishim al sisim la kamon, vagav gorra gorisol. Maika mashmolon, kol hani pshitolon. The parasha shabateira in the get. So the mom says, the chidish is aim emilu, ma gabi emilu. Let us see Taisus. Him ishom krisus de izba, Obinan because of law lishma velek. So the Gemara says it has to be written lishma, and it wasn't written lishma. Tema. So Taisa is a kasht. The leinyan megillah soite mashme bepeire kamed erevim the moichkin law min hatayre. Afilu leman de boy ksiba lishma. The comma Rav Popet leman de yoma. Ein megilosa ksheira lahashkis po soita acheres. Teire de stome kosve ochenami de machkino. Now, let me explain to you a little what the Gemara says in Erebe. Then we'll understand Taisvis. The Gemara first brings down a machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Rameya and Rabbi Yaakov b'shem Rameya. If one can use the parsha seite that's written in the Torah, if one can use that for a Megillah seite, Rabbi Yehuda says you could, Rabbi Yaakov said you can't. That's b'shem Rameya. Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Rameya, Rabbi Yaakov b'shem Rameya. If it can use a Sefer Torah for a Megillah site. Fine. So the Gemara wanted to say, what's their machlokes? So the Gemara found another machlokes. The machlokes, the Tanakame in Rabbacha Bar Yashia. The Tanakame says, if a person wrote a Megillah site for one woman, and then they want to give it for another woman. It's possible. Because you need lishma. It was written for one woman, you can't give it to another woman. Rav Acha Barab Yashi says it's kosher. It was written for one woman, you can give it to another one. So we have a machlokes tanoi. Do you need lishma by Megillah Saita? The Tanakama says, you don't need lishma. A Megillah Saita, which is written for Rochel, can be used for Leia. That's what the Tanakhama says. Alacha Bayashi says, it's possible. We need the other way. The Alacha Bayashi says, it's, you don't need Lishma, and the Tanakhama says, you do need Lishma. So the Gemara wanted, and we had another Machlokes, if we could use a Sefer Torah for Megillah Seita. So the Gemara wanted to say, Rabbi Yehuda that says, that you need, that Sefer Torah is good. He holds like Rav Acha Bar Yashia, that you don't need Lishma, so you can use a Sefer Torah also. Rav Yaakov that says, Sefer Torah is no good, so he holds like the Tanakhama that you need Lishma. That was the Gemara. So the Gemara said, no, could be Rav Yehuda holds you need Lishma. Could be you need Lishma. So why is a Sefer Torah good? Because a Sefer Torah is stomach. That means, the case that's no good, if I wrote it for Rochel, so I can't give it to Leah. It was written specifically for Rochel. But if I write a Sefer Torah, it writes over here, because of his kololos, whatever it is, it was written stomach. Stomach can be used. That means, whenever you need Lishma, you don't need a positive Lishma, as long as it wasn't for someone else. Stomach can cover, can be good for anyone. So we have here, that's what Rav Papa said. So Rav Papa said, a Sefer Torah is good. According to Rabbi Yehuda, even though Rabbi Yehuda holds you need Lishma, could be holds you need Lishma by Megillah Saite. So, if it was written for another woman, it's not Lishma, it was written for this one, not for this one. But it was written Stame is Lishma. Stame is good enough for Lishma. That means, so we have a Memrat Rapope, Stame is called Lishma. So now, Tosfos had a Tame, Agemore bombards Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says that, Rabbi Yosef said, Rabbi Yosef said that it's not zich apostle get because you need lishma. So Dr. Tais was unschuldig. Could be you need lishma, but it's stomach. It wasn't written specifically for one woman. So stomach is equivalent to lishma. Ayin be'erev in dafyud gimel tekacha marapope. So that's Tais v'skasha. Let's see again. Tema, the linya megillah say, tamash be'kama de'erinim, the moichkin lo min ha-toyre, according to Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Rameya, Afilu leman the boy ksiva lishma, that Rabbi Yehuda holds afilu according to the Tana Kama that says ni ksiva lishma, the Kamar Apopa the man the Yomei Megillosa ksheira lahashkis bosoita acheres was written for one woman. It's not good for a second woman, but Torah the stomach ksiva ochanami the machkina. Stomach is lishma. That's what Rabbi Papa said. So what's the cheshbon of Rabbi Yosef? Yeshloima, so Tosfos wants to say a few thoughts. Number one, Rabbi Yosef, the Shmaiten, Leisobo, Lokebose. This is Rav Papa's, an opinion, that Stome, whenever you need Lishma, Stome is good. This is Rav Papa's opinion, and Rabbi Yosef is Chayim. Inami, Sova, Ki Idoch, Tana the Sover, Ein Moichkelo Minatoyre. We mentioned what is Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem Rameya and Rabbi Yaakov B'Shem Rameya. Rabbi Yaakov B'Shem Rameya says you cannot use a Sefer Torah. So that Tana Al Kochach holds Stom is no good. Uche Masnisen and Rabbi Yosef also holds like the Mishneh the Beper Kol Aget, the Snan HaKosef Tosfei Gittin Tzorech Sheniach Mokim Ha'ish. It says in the Mishneh, when you write the forms of the get, you have to leave over Mokim Me'ish. B'dayt Me'hosam B'reish Mesech Ezvochim the Stom Apostle. That means, it says in the Mishneh further, that when a person on a Sefer is writing a get, he has to leave over Mokim Me'ish. Now what does that mean? He can't write in the get, Yaakov is getting Rochel. Now, if the Sefer would write Yaakov is getting Rochel, the Sefer had a cheshbon with this. That means that there's 25 Yaakovs, so we have wives Rochel in the city. And he's writing, and maybe one of these 25 Yaakovs want to give his wife Rochel. So he's writing it for all 25, whichever of the 25, so it's written stomach. And the Mishnah says that any Yaakov wants to get his wife Rochel, I'm writing this for. And the Mishnah says, you're not permitted to write it. It's a raya that stomach is possible. So that's what he holds like. We'll get too complicated in the Gemara and Erevin, so let's go to the next place. Hobein in Shmo Yishmo. So, I've just learned from this place that there's a big machloikis when you need lishma if stomach is sufficient. Obeinen shma yishma. So Taisus asks, Safo gav the masnisen the beperik hazoiri, the shino shma yishma. The Mishnah is speaking about shino shma yishma. He changed the name. Mukmina lo the high avlad mamza kerameya. It says the avlad mamza, it's going according to Rameya. That what? Because Ramei holds kolam mishana medbei shetava chama mavlad mamsa. Mashme de la rabona lehava bishini shmoi elapsula de rabona. Midinokat shine vleinokat leikosvei klau. Mashme de leikosvei klau kosha afilu medarabona. That means Tosfos had a Mishneh. The Mishneh said, and Tosfos understood the Mishneh literally. Shine shmoi yishmo.
That means he, instead of writing Reuven is getting Rochel, he wrote Yaakov is getting Leah. Shina Shema Yishma. And on that, according, the Mishnah is going according to Rameyah, and it's possible in our Torah, because Rameyah is called Mishana Hamadbeya Shetobu Chachamim Avlad Mamzer. So that means like this. So let's be ehrlich. So it's saying like this. The Chachamim said, you have to write the names. And if you are Mishana the names, so it's puzzle. And I hold whenever you Mishana Amadbeya that the Chachamim said you should do, it's puzzle Minatoyer. And the Chachamim disagree with Rameya. They hold it's only puzzle Minarabono. And if the psul was only mentioned when, instead of writing, Yaakov is getting Rochel, they wrote Beryl is getting Leah, so it would seem if they didn't write anything, it's not even possible for me the Rabbanan also. So Taisu says Akasha. So Agamor wants to prove from that Mishnah. Agamor wants to prove from that Mishnah that since no names were written, it's possible. I got news for you. If there's no names written by Mishnah by Zoyts, it's a kosher again. I feel me the Rabbanan. So Taisu says, no, you're learning wrong pshat in the sugya of the Halasa. Bar Kochoch, you can't say that Rameya only passed if he was Mishanad Hashem. And if he wasn't Mishanad Hashem, will be kosher. Bar Kochoch leikosve klala Rameya posel minatev. If there's no Hashem, it's posel minatev. The binin shei mechir mitoich eshu megarish es ishtoi. This is Tais Vashita. We had this on Dav Gimel. We had this later in Kol HaGet. And according to Rameya, from the get, you have to see, from the chsimis haget, you have to see what is happening. And if from the chsimis haget, I don't see anything, I don't know who the megarish is, who the miskaresh is possible in a teichah. Shu megarish is ishto, ebeloi kosvei klali mechiyach. So memele, so don't derive from the Mishnah. Don't derive from the Mishnah that it's only possible if he changed the names. If there's no names, it's kosher. Chas v'shoel, if there's no names, according to Rameh, it's a possible in a teire, because it's not mechich mitoiche. Eloi merid, eloi mairi b'shino shmoi mamish. That what the Mishnah says, shino shmoi, does not mean that he wrote battles getting layer. Dim kein ha'vlamin ken leikos v'klal, the possible Rameh. The Mishnah in Rameh, can win in Hosea. Baba Ravusa Tvei. I mean, it's a bigger chiddush than not writing is possible than saying that writing Beryl is getting layer is possible. This is Mamasheke. Elashinish Moyainu Shekosov Shem de Golul Biyud. This person had two names. He was called Reuven and he was called Beryl. And she was called Rochel and she was called Leah. It matters where. In Golul, they called him Reuven, in Yehuda they called him Beryl. And Shinish Maimin Shekosov shamed the Golul by Yehuda. The get was written in Yehuda and he wrote the Golul the Kenai. So Fakel, so that's not so that's at the Rabbon on the Kedin, and that according to Rameya is Avlad Mamzer, and that according to the Chachomim is only possible in the Rabbon. But if there's no names, it's in Gansen. It's possible in a teufel from a chich mit teufel. Rasht to come a hoche, shafa, bin in shmoy, shmoy, veleke. The belay kosvel klalu, the apostle. If he didn't write anything, it's a apostle. Now, let me just say what Taisvus is saying. Then I want to say a shtickle hoche. Taisvus, the shakla of the time, Taisvus is as follows. Taisvus had had a Mishnah writer, that the Mishnah said, Taisus understood the Mishnah Kipshutai. He wrote different names. Altogether different names. In that Mishnah, there's a Machlikas Rameya and the Chachamim. Rameya says, since the Chachamim say you should write a name, so if you wrote a different name, you're Mishanim et Be'er Shutav Chachamim Avlad Mamsa. The Chachamim, a Chaylik and Rameya, they say, well, since it's only at the Rabbonah, it's only possible with the Rabbonah. And it would seem from over there that the whole psula, Philip according to Rameh, if he wrote a different name, but if he didn't write any name, it would be kosher. I feel me the Rabbanah, Philip according to Rameh. So Memela Satais had a problem in Agamor. Agamor, there's no name. So what's the problem? There's no name. So there's no name? That's no problem. And that Torah is no problem. and I feel like the Rabbanon is no problem. The Rabbanon only passed by Shina Shmoy. That was Taisus Kashi. So Taisus in the Teretz says, you're learning wrong pshat that Mishnah. Shina Shmoy means something else. Shina Shmoy means a person that had two names. One even Golo was called Bel, and Yehudi was called Reuven, and he just, in the different makim, he used the name from the other Medina. So that's really his name. It's really his name. So in that, this is the Rabban of the Kipsul. According to Rameya, you should have write the name you're called in this place. That's the name that should be written. You wrote a different name. It's even though it's also Emes. It's Bishanim at Be'chomish at Be'chomish at Be'chomish at Be'chomish at The Chachomim said, "Madam Vlad Mamzer, it's apostle, get me the Rabbono." So they're speaking about that he wrote a true name, but not a proper name. So Memele, so that's a machloikis. The Rabbono, it's apostle. How apostle does it become since he was not mekamed in the Rabbono? But Taisva says, but if there's no name, that's apostle minatayim. Because you need mochach mitaychei. Now, the problem is, there's one big problem over here. And let's just enhance the problem. Let us just see, for 1 minute, a Mordechai on Daf. The Mordechai is after the Rif. And Daf Beis, the Dafei HaMordechai. After the Rifa, you have the Mordechai and Daf Beis. We have the Mordechai and Daf, this is Daf Beis Amad Aleph, the bottom of the second Omid, Kol Haget. We have here Kol Haget, it starts Kol Haget. Kosav Rabbeinu Yoel Halevi. Rabbeinu Yoel Halevi said, he loved the mistafine mechavrayev. I wouldn't be scared of my chavrayim. Hava amina, I would say, afilu lehiskir, shame ho'ish ve'isha beget kosher. You'll mention any name, it's a kosher get. Actually, kosher kill kosher. L'rabbeleza dom eidem mesire kalsi v'kamel in kebose. That means, according to Rameya, you need muchach mitoichoi, the get is to tell us who the Megarish is, who the Miskarish is, so it's a possible get. But according to Rabbi Lezer, there's no din of Muchach Mitoichai. So I feel there's no names, but the Eidim see who the Megarish is, who the Miskarish is. The Kaim alone kevose, the Kaim Eidim kamon, for Omro Nimsa get lezu, shaget viyodam yad baila, malon lahaske shmoisa. So you don't have to have any names whatsoever. So, the Rabbeinu Yoel says, we pass the light Rabbi Loza, no names whatsoever is good. And Be'emerson, so what did the Rabbeinu Yoel do with our Gemara? So Be'emerson, really, our Gemara does not really mean what it says. There's a big problem over here, and it could be the Ran by us, the Chazanish wants to say this, and it could be the Ran says this also. Our Gemara is very interesting. Our Gemara is saying that, the Gemara says, it was written Lishmo, Sefer Krisis, fine. The words to it were written Lishmo. The Gemara does not necessarily mean you have to write his name and her name. Sefer Krisis, you need to be Mesapa. The Sefer has to tell me something that he wants to be Megarish's wife. Forget about names. We had in the Dorim, V'deim lehevi lechi minoi Sefer tiruchim v'gerish shvukim. That's a lashon of a ger. This should be for you, Sefer Teruchim, Sefer Krisus, Regerish Vukim. So that's called Sefer Krisus. That's called, the Sefer is telling me divrei krisus. It's a sipot vort. It's telling me that he wants to give her a get. Lechi to you, minoi from me. You don't, that's true. You don't have to write, minoi, this is Beryl, and she's Leia. You don't have to write that. That could be letrame. You have to write it because you have to know who the Megarish is and who the Miskaresh is. According to Rabbi Lozor, you don't have to, according to Rabbi Lozor, you don't have to write names at all. And that's what Rabbi Yael is saying. It's kosher, it's kosher period. But it should be written, it should tell me something. It should tell me divrei krisos. Now what the Gemara says, that you need the Shema Yishma, the Gemara does not necessarily mean need his name, and you have to know that from the Sefer that he is getting her. You just hear two words, Sefer Krisis, you don't have anything. The Lashon of the Chazanish is, Kosav Tevis, Sefer Krisis, Einze Krisis Bas Sefer, Shetzorach Sfiris Dvorim, Shebeinoi Lebeino, Vezed the Omar Bin Shmo Yishmo, Haina Sheyichtev Beget, שהמגר, בל מגרש, אס אישטוי. אם בשמייס, אם בלושן ענו, the Gemara does not necessarily mean, and that's what the Chazanish Tain is, the Gemara does not necessarily mean, Toysus seems did learn like that. Toysus learned, you need Hashem, and without Hashem, it's not good. Toysus talks with Ramein, what's with Abelosa? I mean, Toysus, the Ramein Yer says, according to Abelosa, it's fucking good. It's very unclear. What's according to Rabbi Lozor? I mean, the Chazanish wants to say that Rakev Agamor does not necessarily mean the word Shemesh. You have to speak about that he's being Megarish with the Sefer, and that's what's missing over here. And that's the Lashon of the Ran. Bayas is also mashma like this. The Ran, let us look at the Ran, Daf Tesam at Beis, the Daf Yerif. The Ran says, Gassin and Subi Gmor, who gavre the ole beik nishte shokol, safri yovel, dvis omol argita, marvies my nechish, labin and shmoy, shmoy, vishemira, vishemira, balak. Perish. Mishum dechsiv sefer krisus. It says sefer krisus. V'yevshe lesfiras dvorim shel krisus. You can't speak about dvorim shel krisus. Elim ken kosov shmo yishmo. That means, so he says, so the Ran is saying, hiros, lav davke. But you have to speak about him and her. B'shem Iroi. So he says, B'shem Iroi, B'shem Iroi, Vadi Drabonin. The Merais Rabbinah, Ela Shmo Yishmo, Kedei She'enire, Shuhu Koyres, Beinoi Lebeino, De La Vavochi, La Mikre, Krisis Klal. Of Al Koponim, the Rayin of the Chazaynish, it's not some of the Rayin of Chazaynish is, you need a sphere's dvorim. You have to tell me that there's a crisis. What is happening? And without names, or the Chazanish says you don't even need names. Also, according to Rabbeinu Yoel, so in the Torah it's a possible get because you don't have because the Sefer Torah is not telling us anything. So the Gemara Vayit, Omar Rav Chizda, get shekosvei shaloi lishma. A get was written shaloi lishma. Behever all of Kulmis Lishma, and he wrote over it Lishma. Bonu lamachlekes Rav Yudah v'Rabon. So if it will be good or not, is a machlekes Rav Yudah v'Rabon. The Sanya. We learned a barais. A rei sheitzach lichte ves Hashem. A person had a right Shem Avaya. He was a sefer. He was running a sefer Torah. He had a right to Shem Avaya. V'niskav and lichte of Yehuda. And he thought you have to write Yehuda. So when he wrote the Yud and the Hey, he thought he's going to write Yehud. So he wasn't Mekadosh Hashem. And then that's one toys he made. Then the toy made a second toys. Lehitl boy Dalit. He thought he had to write Yehud. Then he forgot to put in the Dalit. So what happened, Lamaisa? So Lamaisa, he wrote the Shem Havaya without being Mekadosh Hashem Havaya. Is So Rabbi Yehuda says, Mavrovu kul meisa mekatshe. So he writes over this Shem Abaye, writes over it, umekatshe, and the second time is mekadishe. And so it seems, even though the first time it wasn't written, l'shem kedushas Hashem, havoras kumis is could be mekadish to Hashem. So memeile, so Rav Chisda said, so according to Rav Yehuda, so if you have a get that was written shalei lishmo, and you'll write it over, so it'll be written, so now it'll be called, it'll be called kosher get. B'chom imoim remein Hashem min amufch, it's not a good Shem. So Memelus Rav Chisda said, so by get is totally in the machlokes of Yehud and the Chacham. Omar Rav Ache Bayake, Dil Melohi, Ad Kalei Kam Rabon and Hosom, there Ein Hashem in the Mufche, Elo, the Beino Zekeli Van Veil Veleke, there's a Chasaron Zekeli Van Veil, Avol Hoch Eloi, but over here, so that means, Ein Hashem in the Mufche is only a Din Sefer Torah, it's not in a mufcha, but by get, ozicha bigur afilu, according to the Chachamim. Now, before we'll see Rashi, I want to say one pshat that, I saw the Itza brings down from the Ksas Seif, a very nice pshat. I'd like to be marked two pshat in what he says there. Ein Hashem in a mufcha shnema zekeli van deyu. So others want to say pshat. It's not min a mufcha. We had mentioned Amaram Shif and Ateres Gitten that the inin of Avoras Kulmes is you're not moichik the Banam Ksar, it's Diel Gabi Dioi. No, it's by being Mavar Kulmes, it was missing Lishmo, was written Shalei Lishem Kedushas Hashem, so I can inject by writing over on the same way, I inject a Kedusha. So now there's a Kedusha Hashem in this Shem. So now I have Lishma. I was missing Lishma. I have the component I was missing. I was missing Lishma. I have the Lishma. The Chumim said, but you have over here Hashem that was written Shalei B'Kedusha also. But you have now Lishma. That's not the beauty of Hashem. The beauty of Hashem is not that you have a Shem, which is written Shalei Lishma, and now I'll make it Lishma. Zek Keili. This Keili is talking about Kedushas Hashem Ba'anveyu. Kedushas Hashem has to be Noi through and through. Not Kepachke, not putting patches. That means I have a yud. There's missing lishma. I'll add on lishma. Ein za Hashem in amufcha. There's a tumor. It's a derais. It's a rabbana. But whatever it is, it's only a tzadin in kedushas Hashem. That means you have it. A patch is also good, but shemus should not be made through patches. It should be the whole thing. Mitchilase vatzayif. It should be l'shem kedushas Hashem. But Lagabi Lishmo, you can make a get full of patches. So forget, so that's good. Freyed Aksav, Telton Lishmo. That's how others learn Shat in the Chachomet. Now, Rashi doesn't seem to learn like that. Let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Mavro Kulmis Al Kol Ois Vois. Now, this is a very interesting Rashi. What does Rashi mean to say Al Kol Ois Vois? There's a Maram Shif here. That, it's very unclear what he says. But I think the Maram Shif means to say, it's a bissel vergreist and unclear, but I think the Maram Shif says Pshat and Rashi as follows. Chazal were misakened by Seifrim that, al tzakonas agunis, they should be able to write a teifis. The teifis is the general form that they can have of takonas agunas, they can have a lot of teifsim. Doesn't have to be written lishma. And the teiref, that you have to write lishma. That's a chazawa masakin. So that's a psabazundra takona by a sefer. But here Rashi is saying, if this person wrote the whole get shaloi lishma, he wrote this whole get, the teifes, the teiref, Shaloi Lishma. So now, it's not sufficient to go over the Torah in Havoras Kulnis. The whole Akolai's voice, the Teifus also need Havoras Kulnis. That's what the Maram Shif is saying. That means by Seifim there was a Takone, you could have a whole bunch of Teifus in your stores, and when someone comes, you just write a Torah. But if we have a whole Geth that was written Shaloi Lishma, Chazal didn't say, just fix up the Torah and finish. Here the Chazal said, I'll call his voice. I think that's what the Maram Shif means. Niskav alicht of Yehuda, show you a Torah. He made a mistake. V'savu, show you a tzach licht of Yehuda. V'toh, v'lehitl by dalet. Harei Hashem kos, v'shul sholei lishmoy. V'anveyu, hisnoel lefonov b'mitzvahs. From this Rashi would seem not the way we had said over from the Ksar Sefer. Seems as though this had been clearly in no mitzvahs. The more they brought down, it's not the fun of the mitzvahs. In others, Lamshat, it's menumer. It's not, it doesn't look nice if it was written over. So it could be that's Pshan Rashi. Zog the Gemara Vayit. Omer Rav Chisda. Yechilne lemifsalinu lekuli gita da'alme. Rav Chisda said, I could passel all the gitten. All the gittin I can pass. Omalei rove my time. How could you pass all the gittin? Ilaime. Now, Rav understood what Rav Chisda meant, and he wants to be chaylik on Rav Chisda. I wish to disagree with you. Ilaime mishum dachsi v'kosav. V'hoche iyu kokos v'lei. Now, Rabbi Kibbeg gezeichen zu ateis v'svaitan dafru bezem et beiz. And Taishtav Chabezim at Beis seems to say the Gemara does not mean the Vekosav, the Gemara means Vekosav and Nosamo. And Taishtav says the Gemara means as follows. Let's just give a shtikal agdome and we'll understand what the Gemara is saying. It says in the Pasuk, Vekosav Losev Akisis Venosam Yoda. So Venosam is not the Taich handover. Venosam is the Taich give. Giving means that I give something of mine to her. That's called v'nosan lo sefer kesis. So in the word v'nosan, I see that the sefer kesis has to belong to him. He has to give it to her. That's yisai number one. Yisai number two, there was chazal made a takone, mishum takone sagunis, that the woman used to pay for the schar of the sefer. I mean, she used to go over, she used to pay the sefer for the get. So, Rav understood Pshat and Rav Chisda. So, you know what Pshat is? So all the women pay the sefer. So who does the get belong to? To the women. And then later, when the sefer gives the husband the get, but it's not his get, it's her get. So Felton Venosan. So that's what Rav Chisda said. Rav Chisda said that I could pass all the gittin because none of the gittin are in reality being given from the Baal to the Isha because it's not, doesn't belong to him. That's Rav Chisda. I'm a leilot. My time, Yilayme Mishum Dachsi V'kosav means V'kosav V'nosan. V'hochi Yiyakor Kosvalei and it belongs to her and he's not giving her anything. When the Rabbonon made a takone that the women should give the money to the sefer, they were makne the baal, the money of the woman. Let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says as follows. Rashi says, "Iu kos v'lei meisene schara sefer k'nemrini begmora the get poshet mishum takone sagunis." They paid for the get. Aknui akne le rabbonon, ahu zuze midido. This zuz that she gives the sefer, so they were makne this zuz to him. Vahave kiman diyoiv le ihu. So just like he gave the zuz to the sefer, the hefke bezl ho ye hefke. So Rav said, Amir de Gezach, which is very, very problematic. What did he say? He said, Chizda, you're saying we have problems. Well, when the Rabbona made this takone, they knew how to solve the problems. They have a koich of hefke, doesn't hefke. So they said, it comes from your money, but the minute before you give the money to the sefer, we're mafke the money, we're makne it to the Baal, and so you're giving him the Baal's money, so it belongs to the Baal. So the problem is, there are gedoyle achreinim who say, and a fellow will say, hefke bezen hefke is a deraise, and learn that from a posik, yochem kol vuchushoi, but the hakno, that what Chazal said, that means that it's not Rochel's money, Chazal can be mesalik by us. So it's not yours. But to make it Reuven's money, which is also true, hefke bezen, that's only a drabon to kidin, that alone won't help me not tell you. So Memele, so kind of Maritz Chaya says to Kasha, the Etzim Yesod is brought down from Deila Achreinim, Machnafraim says this Yesod, Rav Shlomega says this Yesod, that Hefke Bezen Hefke can only make not mine, to make his, and you need a Maisik Inyan. So Memele, so how did we take care of this problem? If it has to be Venosan, it has to belong to the Baal Min HaTeire, so they made a takona knui akle rabbonon, but the kinyan de rabbon lo mahanil de raise. So this is a good kasha that they ask. The elam mishum. So, but Petrova said, well, whatever the teretz is on this kasha, I don't know, but al kaponim, Petrova held there's no problem. Knui akle le rabbon. The elam mishum. The receiver nosa. Maybe you mean something else. When nosan again means giving, you have to give something of monetary value. Pekelt, it's his, but how much is it worth already? It's worth, a get is, could be worth less than a shavaprute. That's some get is, it doesn't have too much of a monetary value. So that's not called giving. Giving means you're giving something of monetary value. And since a get doesn't have any monetary value, doesn't have any shabbos. So that's what you meant, you can pass along all the gittin. Because felten venosan, that means Rav understood very well what Rav Chizda meant. Rav Chizda meant, it says venosan, it has to be, first he understood, he meant he has to give his. So he said, well, it is his. He says, but maybe you mean, but he has to give something of value, that's called giving. So he says, vochelo yavle midi, dum nesines ghetto. No, who says you have to give something of value? Venosan lo sefer krisis, he gives a get. So the giving does not have to be something that has monetary value. Teida ana bring you a raya the shalchem mitam kosvu al suri ano kosher. They sent from Eretz Yisrael kosvu al suri ano kosher. So you see, klo you don't need monetary value. So memele so rove tainet to Rav Chizda. That whatever you intended to say, that the gittin are puzzle, they're not puzzle. There's nothing wrong with the gittin. Vinosan bar nesine she shove put. It has to be shove put. This is one a little further than Tamam Yitzhashem will see Taisus. Gufe sholchom itam kosvu al esuri hanlo kosher. That's their memory, that if it's not worth anything, it's kosher. Amar Rabashi, afanana mitanina, abing yirai from our Mishnah, ala ola shel zayis. Now ala ola shel zayis doesn't have how much is one leaf worth. So Moses says, dul mishani ola shel zayis tachozi litztarufi. That means, it has some sort of potential value. If you'll take 200 leaves, you'll get something. So it's still called, there's some value in it. And the putem it's tarefes, whatever it is. But Isuri Ano has no value whatsoever. Let us see Rashi. Benosan ba mesishe shava putem. Holo shazai she neshava klum. But it's has some value. It's chazil, it's tarufe. But the Surah Yehanah, like...